MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 2, 2025. Lynn locals are safe following a terror attack in New Orleans. A Peabody fire temporarily displaces 8 residents. Sunny, windy today, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:39 p.m. WFXT-TV is reporting that among the thousands on Bourbon Street in New Orleans early New Year's morning, Lynn City Councilor Fred Hogan. He and other locals flew down to support Lynn native Jonelle Liguero, a former St. John's prep standout, and now a defensive back for the University of Georgia. UGA and Notre Dame are facing off in the Sugar Bowl. The game was supposed to be played on New Year's night, but has been delayed till this afternoon. Around 2:30 a.m., Hogan and friends decided to head back to their hotel, the Sheraton, on Canal Street. Half an hour later, chaos and carnage erupted on Bourbon Street. Police said 42-year-old Shamsud Din Jabbar drove a pickup truck into the crowd, killing at least 10 revelers and injuring many others. Police then killed Jabbar after he exited the truck armed and then fired at officers. Much more on this story with video at Boston25News.com. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News in Peabody. A fire broke out inside a three-family home on Main Street early Tuesday morning, adding to the list of several significant fires in downtown Peabody in 2024. Firefighters were called to 111 Main Street at 5 a.m. when flames ignited inside the bathroom of the first-floor unit. Crews extinguished the two-alarm fire within 30 minutes, according to Fire Chief Jay Dowling. No one was injured. The fire displaced the building's 8 residents who are now receiving assistance from the Red Cross. Dowling expects they won't be out of their homes for long because the fire damage was minimal, though the units did sustain some smoke damage. More news after this break.
Hey, everybody. Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're out weekly right here on MSONewsSports.com. Coming up in this week's show, the first of 2025. Can you believe it? First of 52 shows, probably, right? We got Jason Marshall, coach of PBD Saugus Swampscott Hockey. We've got Joe Lowe, coach of Saugus Girls Basketball. And we got Casey Grimes, Central Catholic Girls Basketball champion in the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. They won the girls and overwon the boys, and we break it down, including all the Merrimack Valley and North Shore highlights. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Salem News is reporting that Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker says his office will appeal a judge's decision to grant James Carver a new trial. The 61-year-old Carver, who was convicted of second-degree murder in the 1984 Elliott Chambers rooming house fire that killed 15 people in Beverly, was finally successful on his fifth attempt to secure a new trial. His four previous motions to that end, as well as several appeals over the years, had all been denied. But in a ruling last week on Carver's latest attempt, Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Karp cited advances in fire and eyewitness science that he said cast real doubt on the justice of Carver's conviction in 1989 and ordered that he be given a new trial. Stephen Hagan's reporting in the Gloucester Times. Essex selectmen have directed Town Administrator Brendan Zubricki to list the tasks that need to be done to fulfill his responsibilities in the event someone else is called upon to suddenly perform these functions. The action was part of the Town Administrator's performance review and goal setting considered by selectmen during their December 16 meeting. Selectwoman Alva Ingajaro said she wanted Zubricki to provide more detail about his job functions. Zubricki said he had already begun creating a more developed list of his job duties, including providing passwords for the many accounts he oversees. In fact, he said a password document has already been created that is kept in a safe at Town Hall. Craig Dawes is reporting on itemlive.com. State Representative Sean Reed was sworn in Wednesday as the 11th Essex District Representative. The inauguration ceremony was held at the Massachusetts State House in Boston. Some notable moments of the ceremony included a speech from Governor Maura Healey and the re-election of Ron Mariano as the Massachusetts Speaker of the House. Reed was born and raised in West Lynn, which is part of the district he now represents. And Matt Petrie's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, as the year comes to a close, our Neighbor's Table Executive Director Lindsay Height reflected on the many ways her organization continues to keep people nourished and the growing need for food across the state. She's quoted as saying, "Our totals for the year, and this is just through the third quarter, are up across the board." Height said that while organizers are still waiting for year-end data, ONT has served 1,400 more people in the region than last year, reaching a total of 6,900. In sports, the St. John's Prep hockey team fell to Reading 3-2 yesterday in overtime, and the defending state champions are now 2-3 in the season. In today's Salem News, they report on their most read stories for 2024, and they both have to do with the Prep State Championship back in March. The most read story was Matt Williams' story, "Don't Blame the MIAA for the Prep's Late Goal." The most read game story was Tighe's buzzer beater goal, "Give St. John's Prep Boys the Hockey Crown." That story was written by Phil Stacey. The Peabody Swampscott Saugus boys hockey team picked up a 7-1 win over Everett yesterday, and Linfield topped Gloucester 6-3. Lynn Item Sports Editor Joey Barrett has named the Swampscott boys basketball team as the team of the week. The Big Blue, under coach Jason Knowles, are now 4-0 in the season, with wins against Gloucester, Winthrop, Peabody, and Mystic Valley. The Bruins and Celtics were both off on New Year's Day. Tonight, the Bruins play the Rangers in New York, and the Celtics also are on the road with a game against the Timberwolves in Minnesota. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports, wishing you a very happy, peaceful, and safe New Year.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.